trusting several times, and we brought it up this morning or earlier, and Paul's trust self-digest in your website points out that we can create anything we want. It seems to be saying just by trusting alone, without anything else, that we can do it. And if I got that right, and then secondly, if so, how do I, let's say I have a sprained ankle, and I want to conjure up some trust that I can, in now, make that thing vanish. Because you don't want me to say, oh, well, I'm going to get it done within a week. That's not good. And you also don't want me to conjure up this trust with thought. So you don't want me to be saying to myself, okay, I'm going to really trust myself to get this done. You don't want that. So how would you give us a formula to generate? Because right now, I don't have the trust that I can make that thing vanish in 1 second. That's what you're saying you want us to do. Trust that we can.
No, that is not what you're saying.
All right, great. Okay. What's the formula?
I am not expressing that it is impossible for you to generate that type of action. It is not impossible. You can. Is it likely that you will? No, it is not. For you generate, process it, which I expressed previously. This is a natural action that you engage, for it offers you information in each step. Therefore, in engaging processes, it is important, yes, to trust, and what the elements or the components of trust are is paying attention to what you are doing, paying attention to your associations, your feelings, and paying attention to what you are thinking. For these three actions are the components that allow you, or do not allow you, to express trust. Trust is the lack of doubt and the knowing that you can and that you already have. That is what trust is.
I've already cured it?
The knowing that you already have.
Well, that, I thought you said that was a long shot.
No. In that expression, you generate the allowance for your process to create healing, that's manifestation. It may or it may not immediately appear or manifest, but as I have expressed, as you do naturally incorporate processes, the likelihood that you will instantaneously alter a manifestation of a broken bone is quite slim. It's not, once again, impossible, but it is improbable.
Take us through a step at a time. I'm sitting there in the chair and I said, man, I've got this sprained ankle. I'm going to think about my thoughts. My thoughts are, I want to get rid of this sprained ankle. Okay, that's step one. Step two is, I want to think about what I'm doing. Okay, I'm sitting here trying to get rid of a sprained ankle. That's what I'm doing. Number three was the feeling. The feeling is, listen, I'm suffering and I don't like this. Okay, so tell me what then? My sprained ankle goes away because I went through that process?
No, you are not identifying what I have expressed.
Okay.
What you are identifying is the physical action. And you are identifying what you are feeling and what your association is, that you do not like it, but you are not identifying the energy that you are expressing. You are not altering the energy. What you are doing is merely identifying, and in that identification, you continue the concentration upon it, and therefore you continue to manifest it. Whereas, if you are recognizing, I have sprained my ankle, I do not like this manifestation. It is painful. Rather than expressing, I do not want this manifestation. This is another shockwave of acknowledging the importance of what you do not like. Therefore, that is what you will pay attention to and continue to create. But in this, as you view your ankle being sprained, and you express to yourself the acknowledgement of that, yes, it is sprained. Yes, it is uncomfortable. What am I expressing to myself in this moment? What am I doing in this moment? Are you concentrating upon the pain? Are you generating importance in what you do not like? Or can you view this manifestation and express to yourself, I am healing this. Not I will heal this. I am already actively engaging the action of healing this manifestation.
Without using thoughts, though, without saying the words, right?
You can incorporate it, as I have expressed. It is a cooperation of these three elements, thinking, feeling, doing.
So it's okay to say the mantra, I am healing my ankle in this moment?
You can, but if the other elements are not involved, that is not enough.
Alright.
Thinking alone is not enough, for it does not create. Therefore, it is necessary to incorporate the other two elements of the association, the feeling, and the doing. For the association very strongly influences perception, and perception actually creates the physical reality that you engage. Every element in your physical reality is created by your perception.
And under ideal circumstances, I mean, what is it that we're supposed to do? Focus on that we're doing.
The doing is inward and outward. Are you incorporating actions that perpetuate the manifestation?
Frame it.
Correct. Or are you doing physical actions that allow for the healing? Inwardly, are you not questioning yourself and generating a calm knowing? Or are you questioning yourself? Can I do this? Will I do this? Is it possible to do this? Are you worrying? Or are you expressing confidence that, yes, I am creating this healing now.
And this is enough. You don't have to figure out, well, I gave myself a sprained ankle as a communication to get some inner locked-in psychic problem I have. You can just drill these things out of existence with the method you're describing alone.
Yes.
great.
It is not necessary to generate lengthy evaluations and analyzations. You may actually offer yourself information in conjunction with some manifestation that you create, but it is not necessary to generate an analyzation. Many individuals do create physical manifestations as a method to offer themselves information. Many individuals generate this type of method in which they create some type of physical manifestation to gain their attention, to offer themselves a new experience or new information. But if you are not looking to that type of information and you are merely focusing upon the manifestation itself and wanting to alter it, yes, this is enough.
Well, okay, we've got the doing and the thinking down. What should I be feeling while I'm doing and thinking down?
Feeling the knowing.
Feeling the knowing.
Yes.
Now, why does trauma
not
work?
The worrying, or not the doubting.
Okay. Why does trust work? Why is it so magical? Why does everything collapse once I trust?
For when you trust, you do not question, and therefore you are directly directing your shockwave in the direction that you want. And you are expressing without doubt what you want, and your leprechaun is responding and expressing very well. You have it. What you want. That is the magic of intentionally creating what you want. Yes.
But I'm intentionally, Elias, trying to get your attention. This is really a wonderful question that you asked, because I didn't do this brain, but I broke a toe. And this happened actually it was the very first thing. Anyway, so I did break the toe. But when I did it, I just knew right then and there that I did it intentional. I did it purposefully. So it was not the chair's fault, it was nobody's fault. I just knew I did it, and God, it hurt really bad. So I sat down and I said, okay, well, this is interesting. Because see, one of the things that I'm looking at right now is that I do create things that I don't like. And I do, and when I create things that I like, I say, oh, still, you're so great. But when I create things that I don't like, usually, well, it's somebody else's fault, you know, I ate this or did that or whatever. So now I'm kind of doing it the other way, where I intentionally did it. It was for a purpose. And, I took care of it. You know, I put ice on it and stuff. And I was very nurturing because I knew that I did it. I was aware that I wasn't going to continue with it. So for perhaps 2 or 3 weeks or whatever it was, I did limp, you know, and couldn't wear my shoes. And then after a little while, I said, you know, this is enough. I've had enough. I know why I did it. There's not. I know the reason. I know it in my heart. And so therefore, there's no need for it any longer. And there's the fun. So it's kind of like, and now you have to, you know, kind of examine every little dark secret that, you know, that I may have, you know, or analyze every little detail, which is what I kind of used to do. And so now I've been doing that a lot. I had a fender bender afterwards, you know, this happened about a month ago or so. And it was the same thing. I did it purposefully. And then when the insurance guy comes in and says, well, you know, who was at fault? I said, nobody. You know, his what? I said, no. He says, well, were you at fault? I said, no. Was the other guy at fault? I said, no. So I said, so we just kind of came together. You know, and that was it. I just knew that I did it, because see, it's another explanation to me that I created. create all of my reality. So, you know.
So I understand it. But many, many integrated worlds not quite generate the association that they do create all of their reality. They create the elements of their reality that they are pleased with or that are comfortable, and when an uncomfortable experience occurs, they generate the association that some other element has created that. Or they generate the association that, yes, I have created this, and once again, why? What am I doing to myself? That is the point of this conversation, this thing. Yes?
Elias, actually, I had a question for the gentleman with the broken ankle. Let me ask you a question. If you wake up in the morning, your bladder's full. You go to the bathroom.
Wake up in the morning, what?
Your bladder's full. You go to the bathroom, right? You come back. Can you think about it? You just trust you're going to make it?
No, not at all.
Exactly. The doubt has to be gone. For the trust to set in.
Yeah.
So it's a simple process.
Precisely.
Yeah, Elias?
Yes.
I have a question about if I and another individual desire to share something together, but I'm, you know, consciously, positively creating the experience, and that person is worried about it and is putting out like a negative thing, how does that affect us being able to share that experience of that material person together? Is it a matter of who's shopping and who's out?
No, it is not. Although it can be, or it would be a matter in that situation of whether one or the other individual allows the other individual's energy to override their own. But in this type of scenario, if you are genuinely paying attention to yourself and not concerning yourself with the other individual's concerns, what will likely occur is that you may share the experience and your perceptions of it will be different. Your perception of your experience, your reality of the experience will be expressed in one manner, which you will experience as a positive experience. The other individual will most likely validate themselves and express that their perception of the experience was a disappointment or was inadequate. You both are participating, but you are each creating your own reality, and therefore there's an element that there can be a significant difference in what you actually experience.
And if we both desire to, like, say, have the same house or live together in the house that we both like, then how, like, if it's a material possession, then how does that work?
If you are pooling energy, your chakra becomes tenfold intensified. Therefore, if you are genuinely expressing in the same direction with the same intention, you can pool your energy and create that faster. Create it more strongly in association with what you want. If you are divided, if you both want the same manifestation, one individual is not doubting and is moving in the direction of expressing that knowing, I will not have this manifestation. I already possess it. It is mine. and the other individual is doubting, you may acquire that physical manifestation, such as the house. Your perception of it may be one expression, and the other individual's will be a different. You may express, this was an easy acquisition, I am pleased with this manifestation, I have great affection for this house. And the other individual may express, yes, we have the house, but it was quite difficult in acquiring it, and they may express a very different perception. It does not affect your ability to create what you want, unless you allow the other individual's energy to override yours. Yes?
I have an illustration just about everything you were saying so far. We were driving from New Mexico, and I went through, I was going to go through a small town, and I wanted to spend the night. And one of the things I noticed coming in, I hadn't been in the town, I hadn't gone that way in a long time, and I saw this name on the road. Well, I knew right away that the name of the guy on the road was a schoolmate friend of mine. So it just triggered this series of events with me. I said, geez, you know, here I am 104 years old, and I don't even have a name on a road or anything like that, and I know this guy, and I was ahead of him in class, and I was better in football and everything else, and how does this work? Well, I decided to drive around the town. The town is grown like everything else, so I couldn't really see. I spent a whole summer there, so I thought I could recognize something, but I didn't. We got a motel, and it turned into the motel from hell. I mean, there was everything wrong. Everything was wrong with the room, swimming pool was shut down. And I went from one negative experience to the next. By the time I got here, I was sick. It wasn't until last evening, until one of you guys, Zumbia or you or somebody, helped me out. And I realized what I was doing, which is, it was branches you were talking about. And I thought, geez, man, just turn loose these branches. It was one series of events after the other. Of course, my upset was right here, And I was going to the conventional stuff. Oh, God, it was that hot dog I ate or something like that. But late last night, I got this realization that, it's all started with the sign. It probably started before,
Correct.
But I got better.
Those aren't your associations.
Because I was ready not even to come because I was stressful.
Yes. These are the associations. Yes, you have remembered. Ha 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 ha. Very well. Essence name, Ty Lee, T-Y hyphen L-I. You're quite welcome. Yes?
I'd just like to be Drew and Kathleen, which I think is in line with what you're discussing. Can I read it?
You may.
Do we always manifest our desires? In other words, can we look at what we are creating to see what we truly desire, or do our beliefs distort our creation so that what we create isn't a true reflection of our desires? If there is a distortion, How can we know what our desires really are?
There is not a distortion. Desire is different from want. And yes, you are always creating in conjunction with your desire. When your desire is what moves your intent. And without your desire, you would not be creating your value fulfillment, and without your value fulfillment, you would not continue to be within this reality. You would cease to be within this reality, for there would be no point.
So whatever we do create
is in alignment with your desire. Once again, in conjunction with that leprechaun, he does not distinguish between good and bad. It merely attracts, as the magnet, whatever matches it.
Well, then is want, the word want, does that represent what we think we desire? What does the word want mean in relationship to desire?
Yes, it can be translated in that manner, that it is what you think you desire. Desire is much broader than wants. Wants are specific. Wants are associated with particular or specific manifestations or actions or interactions. Desire is a broader expression. It incorporates your exploration, what you are choosing to explore and offer to yourself in information to generate your individual expansion.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome. Yes.
I had a follow-up to Prince's comment about the experience of lack, and I wanted to kind of take it to a global scale and just invite your comment. There's a gentleman named John Easterbrook who wrote a book called The Progress Paradox, and the paradox is this. He just studied over the last 50 to 100 years trends, and he identified, even though there's horrible things happening in the world, he said that food and health care and literacy and income is higher. So there's progress in every area, not just a little progress, but significant progress. One of the biggest areas is just in the extension of the lifespan of people. He says that the paradox is this. That's all going up, but what's going down is individuals' personal happiness. Individuals sense that we're progressing. So we're progressing, but people feel worse about things. And one of the other paradoxes is that the happiness scale is lower in the first and developing world that has more resources than anybody else. And so that's the thing of the book. I don't know, you know, I'm just interested to get your comment on that reality. Excuse me. My name's Will.
This in actuality would be an accurate assessment of the movement of this ship. For within your first 100 years of this ship, it was a subjective movement. Therefore, there were many new developments and increases, and that created much imagery in association with progress, which is quite evident. The second 100 of the odd years of this ship has merely begun. And what is occurring is individuals are becoming aware that en masse you have created considerable progress, but no emphasis has been expressed in relation to the individual. That is creating this lull presently within your world, for there is beginning the objective insertion of this shift, and therefore there is the beginning of the recognition of the significance and the importance of the individual and of crediting the individual, and that each of you are very important individually, and that each of you are worthy of, entitled to, and can be and want to be steering your own ships, being your own directors, not being one grain of sand in an enormous machine, that every individual is significant and valuable and contributes in a powerful manner. Therefore, just as with the overwhelm of the envelopes upon the table, and as you begin to be aware and you view the enormous accomplishment, but it is faceless, it is recognized, but who is it? It is not a who. It is a collective energy that created tremendous progress and tremendous accomplishments. But now, in the objective insertion of this shift, the emphasis is shifting to the individual, the who, the person, being the most important, and the expression of power of the individual as being the most significant, that every individual incorporates the same power and it is their entitlement. It is not to be questioned, for it is all your entitlement. And that is significant. Yes.
You've recently said, talked about imagination and how greatly we misunderstand that word. And I suspect that imagination might be really powerful in terms of accomplishing what my sticking point in all of this discussion is today, is that point of transitioning your energy, of turning the energy, of manipulating it in the way you want versus the reacting. Could you discuss imagination and how we might use it in this discussion today? Perhaps give an example.
Imagination is a powerful expression. It is an actual communication, just as emotion is a communication. It is a different type of communication, or it accesses much more of consciousness than merely your reality. Therefore, the can be a very powerful expression, and you can interpret it as a very powerful tool or such. Or the benefit and the magic of imagination is that it transports you. It allows you to disassociate with your known reality temporarily and reconfigure your associations to inspire you. It allows you to move out of the repeat and replace the repeat with invention. In this, let us generate a hypothetical example of an individual that wants to incorporate significant money, enjoys traveling, and wants to be traveling, but is concerned of money, and therefore does not allow themselves to travel. And another action that this individual genuinely enjoys is gardening. Now, this individual may be unemployed and expressing, what can I do? And also generate financial income. And they will incorporate your traditional methods of resumes and inquiring in different establishments and be dissatisfied and not motivated. And were the individual to be asked, what do you enjoy doing? They may say, I enjoy traveling. I enjoy gardening. Incorporating imagination allows you to play with what you enjoy and what you like in creative manners to inspire you. If I were to engage the individual in this conversation, I would express to the individual, can you imagine a beautiful garden that you have created? And the plants within the garden have been acquired from all about your world. And you can incorporate the allowance of visitors to your garden to experience the exoticness of all of your plants in your garden. And you are generating income, and you are traveling, and you are gardening, and you are doing what you want, and you are creating money. And the individual may also add, but I also want a relationship. But I'm confused as to what action to incorporate to generate that manifestation. How do I meet other individuals that I can connect with and I can share with and that I share commonalities with, and thusly create a relationship with you, and I would express to the individual, you are traveling, you are planting, you are acquiring exotic plants all about your world, and in doing so you are engaging other individuals to provide you with those plants. And the individuals that are engaging you with plants are also interested in plants. And perhaps also interested in traveling, for they may also be traveling to acquire plants from different areas. Now you have the commonality of traveling and the plants. And the individual obviously incorporates an interest in gardening, or they would not be interested in plants. And you are providing yourself with an avenue to encounter and meet objectively many, many individuals of this type. You are allowing yourself to do what you want. You are allowing yourself to be creative, to engage your imagination in the fantasy of your garden, and creating a business in an unconventional manner. That is a power that accompanies imagination. Yes, we will incorporate one more question besides yours.
My name is Casey, and I wanted to thank you for having this work. Can I make an essence statement?
Essence name, Donnell, D-A-U-N-E-L-L-E.
Thank you. And Eliza, I was wondering, have you been hanging out in my house? Because you're talking about the big table of bills, and
I always incorporate reference in relation to my example.
And I want to confirm, I think I'm hearing you say that when I look at this large table of bills, rather than feeling overwhelmed, if I can recognize them as the fruits of all those things that I love, shopping, family, home, and life, that it'll make it a little less overwhelming for me.
Yes.
Thanks.
Understand also, this is not what you term in your psychology as the power of positive thinking.
Yeah.
So, you can think and think and think very positively, and it will not necessarily change any of your reality. It is recognition of how energy operates. Energy is a magnet. It will draw to it what is being attracted. And in that, it is the most powerful magnet. If you can remember the intensity of your own shockwave in every moment, it can be very empowering. For as powerfully as that shockwave can generate an overwhelming feeling, or a distressed feeling, or a sad feeling, or a helpless feeling, and also, in a moment, creates a feeling of gratitude, of appreciation, of acknowledgement, of wonder, of happiness, of satisfaction. And I would express to all of you, not underestimate satisfaction. But when you are satisfied, you lack for nothing. Therefore, that is very important to yourself. Yes?
We're almost home. I'm trusting. Let's say that I try out your formula and I can feel that I really am not sure this is going to work. Okay. You got any tips how we can boost it beyond the critical level that's necessary to get the job done? Boost our trust in knowing to the point where we can get it done. If we start out with not quite getting there yet, but we're not quite trusting enough.
Yes. First of all, recognize and acknowledge, yes, I am doubting. Do not discount yourself, and do not berate yourself that you are feeling that, but acknowledge yourself that you are recognizing, no, I am not genuinely feeling that confidence or that lack of doubt, and do nothing. Do not force. Except that you are in fear of raising a doubt in that moment, and that is acceptable. And that you will allow yourself to relax and to rest in that. And to know that it is not necessary to change that in that moment. The mere acknowledgement of that, rather than fighting with it, rather than attempting to force changing it, changes the image.
And we don't have to accept beliefs in this process of trusting our way to good health.
No.
All right.
Ha ha! Very well, my dear friends. I express genuine, great appreciation of each of you, and will do so until you do for yourselves, and even beyond. I also express tremendous encouragement and great support of this. I hold you each as dear friends, and will be present with you always, as I always have been. To each of you and to all of you, I love you.